just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Do you know this little poem, I Walked a Mile with Pleasure? She chattered all the way and left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. Let me read it again. This poem means a lot to me. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chattered all the way and left me none more the wiser for all she had to say. I keep saying that wrong. It's not more. It's none. It's just that I can't read my writing very well. I'm sorry. Let me do it again. I want to get it right for you. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chattered all the way and left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she, but oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. We've been listening to Tammy Waite give her speech that she gave to the ladies, to the women of the DBS in July of 2011 at the Dean Bergon Society meeting here in Collingswood, New Jersey. And it's been very interesting. Just a little bit of review is that we learned that tears are for cleansing and healing, and there are other kinds of tears for emotional help to our whole system. And we have sympathetic tears, and we have tears of other natures, different kind of tears for our, their tears of expression of love and other things like that, tears at death. And we had various examples from Tammy. So let's take up where we left off last time. And she was telling us about Paul weeping over the churches.
Wept. Acts 20:31. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every night everyone night and day with tears.
And I want to read this other passage in 2 Corinthians 2:4. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears. This is Paul the Apostle. Not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you.
In 2 Corinthians 2:4, it says, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. If you remember, there was a sin problem in the church of Corinth, and Paul was grieved and in tears as he wrote to them. Also, another reason to weep is for the repentance of our own sin. Godly sorrow, as opposed to self-pity about our circumstances. In 2 Corinthians is an example of godly sorrow. Now, it doesn't use the word tears, but it talks about sorrow. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay, and an example of weeping for circumstances, Numbers 11:13. When should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. That was Moses in the wilderness. The people were weeping because they wanted flesh, so they were crying out in self-pity. Now I want to look at, more specifically, Psalm 126. I'm going to read it through, and then we'll talk about a little bit, and also Psalm 137.
Why don't you get your Bible out and look at Psalm 126. Let's see if I can find my Bible, and I will look at it along with Tammy. She's giving us time to find it.
Psalm 126.
Do you find it? Right there. Let's see. When the Lord turned
again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Now let me just pause here. Remember yesterday, rather last week, when we talked about the song Bringing in the Sheaves, and Tammy wanted us to sing that one, where it says, going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, though the loss sustained our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. And so this psalm sort of brings this out.
Now, I'm sure you all remember that this psalm was written as the children of Israel, or the two southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, were released from the nation of Babylon, and they were as those that dream. It was unreal to them what was happening, because when they had come, if we look at Psalm 137 now, we'll see their attitude when they first went into captivity. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down.
Just a minute, let me give you a little chance to get to one Psalm 137. 137, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Just a couple pages over.
We wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
This is very interesting. They wanted them to sing. They said, for there they carried us away captive, and we required that they sing, whether they wanted to sing or not. They were supposed to sing. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. They were clearly in deep mourning, probably partly because of where they were, because of their circumstances in life. But also, we realize, based upon Psalm 126, because of their sin, because God did turn that captivity. Now, let's look at these a little bit more. Some of the benefits of tears spiritually by application from these two psalms, and also a few verses from Ecclesiastes, are that the heart is made better. Ecclesiastes 7:3. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. In Ecclesiastes 7:4. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. And then Ecclesiastes 7:2. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Okay, and as we look at Psalm 126 again, we notice one of the consequences was that they sowed in tears, and they were reaping in joy. They were bringing their fruit, their sheaves, with them.
Have any of you ever sown in tears and reaped in joy? Think about it.
And so one other benefit is the fruit of righteousness, James 3:18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hebrews 12:11 says, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." And lastly, I want to consider the Lord Jesus Christ and his example. In Hebrews 5, verses 7 and 8, the Lord Jesus is seen here crying, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered." We have the example of Christ. Although he was not chastened for his sin, he was bruised for our iniquity. Isaiah 53:4-5. "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Amen.
Thank you, Tammy. This is a very moving devotional. "I walked a mile with pleasure," she chattered all the way, "and left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me." Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words about tears that we've heard today. We thank you that you have given us tears to wash away our heart's cry and our needs and our sorrows. We thank you, Lord, for so much that you have done for us, and that we who know thy Son as Savior can benefit from tears. In Jesus' name, amen. God gives us tears to wash away the heartache, to bathe our grief and dim our present loss. God gives us tears. They are heavenly comfort. They give release and help us bear their cross. God gives us tears. We could not bear without them the lonely hours to learn to live again. He gives us tears, but promises to dry them and tell us why we suffered grief and pain. That's a poem by Gertrude Sanborn. Lamentation 2:18 says, "Let tears run down like a river, day and night. Give thyself no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye cease." I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Surely Jesus hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.